understand why. I can't understand why. I can't understand why. I can't understand why.
Mammy Till raised young Emmett single-handed. Pops got killed in the war and left him stranded. South side of Chicago, that's where she made her home. And she lived till her son was grown. Only 14 years and Mattel could have made it. The bus and the school system desegregated. Up north, blacks and whites started integration. But in the states down south, different situation. Water fountains in the street said no colors allowed. Jim Crow laws enforced the ways of the south. Mammy Till knew her son wasn't ready for the city. Before he went to visit Uncle Mose in Mississippi, schooled him on the ways of the south to stay alive. Yes ma'am, never looking wide folk in the eye. Who would tell the story of a boy? It's hard to believe it. We know not our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
I let them know that Mississippi was not Chicago. And when you go to Mississippi, you're living by an entirely different set of rules. It is yes ma'am and no ma'am, yes sir and no sir. And with that, he was up the steps and on his way to get out the race.
August 27th was the day that it all happened. Emmett Till spent the morning with his uncle picking cotton. After a day's work, he took a trip to the store, which he never would have bothered if he knew what's in store. But who would have thought the store clerk was this white lady? Emmett Till, on his way, he said, bye, baby. This is the worst that cost the little boy his life. Roy Bryant came home to his wife when she told him what this little colored boy had done. Roy called his wife's brother, said to bring his gun. That night, they dragged Emmett Till out the log cabin. And you can only imagine the facts of what happened. Shot his body up and put a hole in his hand. Threw him in the Tallahatchie River, left him for dead. Who would tell the story of a boy? Hard to believe it. We know not our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
My eyes were so full of tears until I couldn't see. And when I began to make the announcement, that Emmett had been found, and how he was found, the whole house began to scream and to cry.
After they found a body in the river, Roy Bryant and accomplice were accused of the murder. Mammy Till testified while she mourned her child to an all-white jury on the day of the trial. All in shock and disgust when they finally heard it for the boy that they murdered and not guilty verdict. Roy Bryant and his brother-in-law were scot-free. Mammy opened up the casket for the world to see. Her son they had killed, the tension had built, injustice and guilt. The young Emmett Till, who would tell the story of a boy? It's hard to believe it. Now that we know our history, we better not repeat it.
When people saw what had happened to my son, men stood up who had never stood up before. People became vocal who had never vocalized before. Emmett's death was the opening of the civil rights movement. He was the sacrificial lamb of the movement. I was just willing to bear it all. I think everybody needed to know what had happened to Emmett Till.